Good morning. Cool high pressure in place across interior New York and New England, bringing a chill to the air this morning across the region. Temperatures have dropped back into the 30s and 40s across most locations. However, a few clouds passing through overnight and now early this morning actually preventing a lot of places from going down toward the freezing point. So frost and freeze advisories will be allowed to expire. We'll have a good amount of sunshine today, mixed with a few fair weather clouds as the high pressure center drifts to the north and east. But sunshine will help temperatures rebound nicely today through the 40s and 50s and into the lower to mid 60s on average by the end of the day. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the west, where a cool front will be passing through the Great Lakes. In advance of this front, clouds will increase and thicken this evening, but it will stay dry through midnight. After midnight, we'll pick up the chance for showers, which will increase toward tomorrow morning. Overnight lows will not be as cool and only go back into the upper 40s and lower 50s. So we start off tomorrow with that front moving through and a good chance of showers across the region. Quickly, though, as that front pushes off to the east, we will dry things out with increasing sunshine toward lunchtime and certainly more sun in the afternoon tomorrow on the heels of a northwest breeze. This will help dry things out as temperatures reach back into the middle and upper 60s. High pressure builds back into the region for pretty much the rest of the week. On Wednesday, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and temperatures in the middle to upper 60s. Thursday, increasing sun, but a weak disturbance passing through will make it cooler, and highs will be in the lower 60s, with highs in the mid-60s despite mostly sunny skies on Friday. So most of the week, we'll have temperatures riding about 5 to 10 degrees below average. A storm system developing over the Great Lakes by the weekend will bring in milder air Saturday and Sunday, although a few showers and thunderstorms are possible as well, both weekend days. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, hurricane and tropical storm warnings are out for almost the entire Baja Peninsula as Major Hurricane Odile has made landfall on the southern tip of the peninsula and is now located 65 miles north-northwest of that location. Odile is moving to the north-northwest at 16 miles per hour, and this will keep it near or over the peninsula for the next 2 days. Maximum sustained winds are near 115 miles per hour with higher gusts. Odile is a Category 3 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Steady weakening is forecast during the next 48 hours. Still, Odile is a large hurricane, and hurricane-force winds extend outward up to 50 miles from the center, and tropical storm-force winds extend outward of up to 185 miles. These winds are currently battering the Baja and causing significant damage. In addition to the winds, a dangerous storm surge is producing significant coastal flooding in areas of onshore winds in the hurricane warning area. Near the coast, the surge will be accompanied by large and destructive waves. Odile is expected to produce rainfall amounts of 6 to 12 inches with isolated maximum totals of around 18 inches across much of the Baja California Peninsula through Friday. These rains are likely to result in life-threatening flash floods and mudslides. And Hurricane Edouard continues to intensify over the central Atlantic Ocean about 720 miles east-southeast of Bermuda. A turn toward the north is forecast tomorrow by a turn toward the north-northeast tomorrow night. Maximum sustained winds have increased now to near 105 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some additional strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Edouard could become a major hurricane by tonight. At Mount Washington this morning, 110 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 27 degrees with a northwest wind at 29 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 27 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 42 degrees, the dew point 40, 92% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.26 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 19 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 70s, Boston becoming mostly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 62 degrees, the low 44, the average temperature 53, that's 10 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 64 hundredths of an inch and 27.42 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 73 degrees, the average low, 52. The record high, 92, set in 1915, and the record low, 33, in 1975. Sunrise this morning was at 6:35 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:05 p.m., 12 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today, highs ranging from the mid-50s in the mountains to lower 60s in the valleys. Thickening clouds with showers moving in tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. Thickening clouds with showers moving in overnight tonight and lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Thickening clouds with showers moving in overnight tonight, lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the middle 60s. Thickening clouds with showers moving in overnight tonight and lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. Thickening clouds with showers moving in overnight tonight and lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning showers, then increasing sun, middle to upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 60s Wednesday. Increasing sun, breezy, a bit cooler Thursday, lower to mid-60s. Mostly sunny, mid-60s on Friday. And a chance of a few showers for both Saturday and Sunday, with highs reaching into the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.